I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Lily Lee, who is founder of law firm Metaverse Law. We're going to be speaking about privacy and cybersecurity considerations involving AI in healthcare. So, Lily, what are you seeing right now in terms of the use of AI in healthcare? What are your top privacy and cybersecurity concerns related to those uses and why?
Well, right now I'm seeing a few trends in AI use in healthcare. One of them is on the customer service side of healthcare. There's been a lot of interest in conversational LLMs like ChatGPT or Anthropic and their potential use in fielding customer service questions, handling calls, or dealing with a lot of more standard questions and concerns that patients or prospective patients might have. Another area where I'm seeing AI being used in healthcare is in terms of streamlining backend operations. One of the biggest issues in healthcare is the complexity of healthcare insurance and healthcare billing. It is very easy for there to be errors in billing or kind of errors in management of payment and claims just because of how many insurance plans there are and how many insurance carriers there are. And so there is a lot of interest in using AI as a means to address errors and analyze data in terms of billing. I am curious to see where AI is going in terms of actual healthcare treatment and diagnoses. So far, a lot of it is proof of concept where there's a lot of technology out there that can identify cancers or identify potential issues, sometimes better than trained practitioners in the area. So I see this as a growth area for adoption in the next 5 to 10 years.
So, Lily, with that said, what are some of your top privacy and cybersecurity concerns involving the use of AI and large language models, generative AI, whether it's for customer service, administrative activities, or in the clinical setting for that matter?
I mean, definitely on the customer service and consumer facing side, these chatbots or AI agents will be collecting a lot of very sensitive healthcare information. And this collection can occur in two different contexts. One context is with covered entities and their business associates. And so this is your traditional healthcare provider. They are subject to HIPAA rules governing privacy and security. We're seeing a lot of movement in the HIPAA space with a proposed update to the HIPAA privacy and security rules. And so a lot of covered entities and their business associates will likely need to do an overhaul of their technical controls in the future to align to HIPAA privacy and cybersecurity requirements. On the other side, we're seeing a lot of interest in healthcare tech and kind of wellness technologies, which aren't covered by HIPAA. And so traditionally have operated in a very unregulated space. The interesting thing here, though, is that there are a lot of new state privacy laws, whether it's the California Consumer Privacy Act, the Washington My Health, My Data Act, or Texas's new Data Privacy and Security Act, which govern the collection and sharing of sensitive personal data, which includes healthcare data. So you're seeing a lot of tech companies that are using AI in this, like I said, previously unregulated space, they'll be suddenly faced with a lot of privacy and security regulations that they might not be familiar with.
So, with that in mind, what are some of the privacy and security caveats that you think healthcare entities and technology vendors should be aware of right now in terms of either the use of AI or the development and why?
At least on the HIPAA side, the path is a lot clearer, frankly, because you're dealing with one federal privacy and security rule, and you're dealing with generally one major federal regulator on the privacy and cybersecurity side. And so when you're using AI in the healthcare HIPAA covered setting, there are a few things to keep in mind. One of them is that, are you notifying people of how you're using their personal information or protected health information for the services, whether or not it's AI or otherwise. Second is, are you training your own AI models using patient data? And if so, best practices would be to follow the HIPAA de-identification standard prior to training AI models on this data. And then third, we have seen guidance before from HHS on kind of inadvertent sharing of protected health information, where a lot of healthcare entities might use a third-party vendor either for the AI chatbot or back-end operations. And they need to be super, super clear that the contracts cover how data is going to be maintained in the environment, whether data is going to be used for the vendor's own purposes, and if so, whether or not that would be purely de-identified or aggregate data. Absent a lot of this review, then there's a possibility that the healthcare entity might be inadvertently sharing or selling data with a third party in violation of the HIPAA rules. On the non-HIPAA covered entity side, there's a lot of different laws that are being passed at the state level, and it really is a patchwork depending on where your activities are and where the consumers are located. So, for instance, you might be an entity that's based in Florida, but if you're collecting large quantities of data from California or from Washington, then you'd be covered by these state privacy laws. One thing that these entities need to be aware of is that, again, it's often easier to manage what we traditionally think of as healthcare data, healthcare records, patient information, traditional types of sensitive information. But these entities should be aware that under these state privacy laws, geolocation data combined with healthcare data, or geolocation data combined with a lot of other types of identifiers, is also considered very sensitive personal information. And companies have been sued now in Washington and also been subject to regulatory investigations in Texas for sharing geolocation data from their services.
You mentioned de-identified patient information. So, what about anonymized patient information that potentially ends up being re-identified through LLMs and other AI tools? How much of a concern is that? And what can be done to prevent that from happening?
Yes, that is a very good question. And this is one area where there actually is a difference between HIPAA and a lot of these state privacy laws. So under HIPAA, there's different de-identification standards. There's a safe harbor de-identification standard, and then there's an expert determination. And the idea is that if you fulfill one of these de-identification standards, then that PHI is no longer PHI and falls outside the scope of HIPAA. That being said, even though it falls outside of the scope of HIPAA, it might now be covered by these state privacy laws. And so, if we look at the California Consumer Privacy Act as an example, in that law, it states that de-identified personal information falls outside of the scope of the state privacy law, but only if you fulfill certain criteria. One of those criteria is that you present in your public privacy notice is the fact that you're using de-identified data, and you make public representations that you're not going to attempt to re-identify that data other than to test the de-identification method. And it also requires that if you are sent data to a third party, that they're making the same type of commitments. And so if we're looking at this in the AI context, I agree with you completely. AI has tremendous potential to re-identify data. And so that's why in your agreements with an AI vendor or any vendor that's contributing to your AI model or AI system, you need to have these commitments in place so that the third party is not re-identifying the data.
So, Lily, when it comes to federal and state regulatory or legislative efforts around AI in healthcare, what are you keeping a close eye on right now and why?
I am keeping a very close eye on developments in the geolocation space. Like I mentioned before, in the regulators, the Texas AG has specifically cracked down on automobile companies because they have shared precise geolocation data with insurance companies. And there's a lot of concern that there that that data is being used for improper underwriting purposes. We can imagine the same situation with healthcare data. Imagine if a company is sharing precise geolocation data regarding what clinics you're visiting, what healthcare entities you're visiting, and then that is finding its way back to insurers or even regulators. In Washington, there was a big news splash recently that Amazon was one of the first defendants in a private lawsuit under the Washington My Health, My Data Act. Again, not for traditional sharing of healthcare records, but for this concept that Amazon could collect users' location data and then use it for targeted advertising and other purposes, which would include potentially biometric data, healthcare data, and other types of data that it's covered by those state privacy laws. So again, it becomes really critical that if you're a healthcare company, whether covered by HIPAA or not, that you're understanding all the potential areas that healthcare data may be leaking in your ecosystem. And some of that information might not be in the standard records or record keeping system, but in this type of metadata or tracking data or precise geolocation data that could be collected by other means.
So, Lily, with all of this said, what are your suggestions for healthcare sector entities and their vendors in the development or use of AI and large language models in healthcare right now in terms of reducing the risk of privacy or security incidents involving that data?
Yes, I think that one of the most important things, frankly, for any healthcare entity is to get all the departments together to talk to one another, because what, patient records is doing might be different than what billing is doing, which is different from marketing or procurement. And so when you're conducting your risk analysis and getting a sense of where PHI goes through the healthcare environment, you really need to be taking into account how all the different departments are using it, both traditional forms of healthcare data as well as non-traditional forms of healthcare data. It's only once you get a full appreciation of where healthcare data is in your ecosystem that you can figure out what your full threat surface is. And then at that point, either implement cybersecurity controls around that threat surface or implement legal and contractual commitments with vendors that might process data that leaves your environment.
Well, thank you so much, Lily. I've been speaking to attorney Lily Lee. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.